3, 2, 1. This is Chris Gardner of KCOH 1430 AM and the Houston Roundball Review, speaking with Sherry Cole, the Oklahoma Sooners women's basketball coach. Well, you had an interesting week. Big win over Texas A&M after trailing at halftime. That was win 250 for you in your career. So let's talk about that first.
Well, we had a tremendous second half, a first half that was just silly. It was just bad basketball, and both of us combining for an inordinate number of turnovers. And then the second half, we were very patient, and we executed very well. And then we started hitting some perimeter shots, which changes the feel of everything. And it finished well. It finished very well. I thought we defended well, really, for an entire 40 minutes. I did. I was pleased with our toughness, with our attention to detail, and our focus on the scout and the strategy we wanted to employ. Just thought we were really, really good defensively, and I was very pleased with that.
Now, considering the number of turnovers the team had in the first half, what did you say to them at halftime?
Just talked about how much the game itself had been affected by that one statistical category, that they had scored 14 points off of our 17 turnovers, and if that hadn't been the case, we'd be up by 20. You know, just take advantage of the possessions that you have. Most of our turnovers, which is why I wasn't as alarmed as I sometimes am, is that our turnovers weren't coming out of passiveness. They were coming out of over-aggression. We were trying so hard to attack the pressure and attack the heat that Texas A&M employs that we were doing too much too soon and not giving them a chance to make a mistake. Sometimes against A&M in particular, teams that have great heat, that the thing that happens is you're passive. Nobody wants the basketball. Nobody's attacking the rim. Nobody's attacking the pressure. And those errors of passivity, to me, are much graver than those of aggression. And so I was pleased that we were aggressive. I just asked them to temper that a little bit, make a couple of extra passes before they went at it so hard. And then the second half we did that, and it was obvious. The result was much better.
Yeah, that game was also OU's pink out, so talk about the crowd.
Well, we were thrilled, obviously, with our sellout crowd and the way that paid off in terms of awareness for the fight against breast cancer and financial contributions to the KYWBCA Cancer Foundation. So it was a win-win situation, a win because our team played extremely well and we were able to finish off the game, and a win because we were part of something significant that reaches far beyond the bounds of a basketball court.
Now, it's Sunday, on the 17th, you guys played Baylor. And things weren't as didn't go as well.
Yeah, there was a game I'm not sure we played. We were just not very good in any phase of the game. We weren't tough. We weren't intense. We didn't shoot it well. We didn't defend with awareness or focus. We ultimately, Chris, we weren't ready to play, and that's my responsibility at the end of the day, to find a way to get our kids focused and intent on the challenge at hand, and give Baylor credit. They were intense and focused, and they were very, very good on Sunday afternoon.
Now, I guess this is kind of a strange question, but did the team practice poorly leading up to that game? Could you sense it?
No, not at all. Actually, prepared quite well.
Okay, well, you got a big game coming up on Wednesday against Kansas State, so going to Manhattan, talk about that.
Well, our guys responded well with a very intense workout yesterday. Went a little bit harder than I would like to go when you only have a two-day gap between games, particularly games of this magnitude. But it was important for us to fight and compete because those were the elements that I was most disappointed with our performance in Waco. Yeah, we would have loved to have made shots, and you go 1 of 15 from the three-point line, you're going to struggle a little bit. But that wasn't what disappointed me. What disappointed me was our lack of intensity and our lack of focus and our lack of toughness. And so I felt like we had to get that back, and in Monday's practice, we were very, very good.
And I assume you really hope that Jenna Plumlee doesn't get into early foul trouble.
Yeah, it's helpful for us always, not just because she's a three-point perimeter shooting threat, but because she's a defensive piece that we count on. We count on her ability to, whether it be no catch, a great guard, or to fly around and help in the post and double down, or whatever it might be. She's more experienced than any of our perimeter players, so we need her out there for leadership and the experience factor as well. And I need her to be able to spell Danielle. When she has a freshman moment or two, I need to be able to sit her down and talk to her and calm her down. And when Jenna's got three fouls, it's impossible to do that. So Jenna being in the position where we can use her as we need to use her is very important going into Wednesday night's game.
Now, what did you say to Amanda Thompson after her game against Baylor?
Well, nobody knows, but Amanda had the flu. She didn't even practice the day before, stayed in her hotel room while we went to dinner at Baylor, and she was pretty sick and under the weather, so she'll be fine. We just talked about getting her healthy and ready for Wednesday.
Okay, Coach, well, I know you're a one-game-at-a-time person. We got five big games coming up to end the conference season, start tomorrow in Manhattan versus Kansas State. So I wish you good luck and look forward to talking to you next week.
Thanks, Chris. We appreciate you as always.
Thank you very much.